Well, let's have a chat to our next guest. Geelong keeping alive their finals hopes yesterday. A tough game down at Simmons Stadium. 8-point winners over the Western Bulldogs, 10-12-72 to the Dogs, 9-10-64. And Corey Enright, the Geelong defender, the evergreen, of course, past the 300-game mark a couple of weeks ago, has been good enough to join us. Corey, well done on yesterday.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it was a tough fourth game, but I was happy to get the win in the end.
Corey, I reckon the thing you'd be happiest about would be the stepping up of the likes of Josh Caddy yesterday. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion about the sort of pressure Joel Selwood's been under, and last week you guys got sort of crunched a bit in the midfield, but you made a statement of sorts there yesterday, I reckon.
Well, yeah, obviously with Joel going out, it was going to leave a big hole for us, because he's our captain, he's our leader, he wins all the clearances, but more importantly for us, was who was going to sort of step in and fill that void that he left yesterday. And we had quite a few number of guys go through. Obviously, Josh Caddy was probably the main one who played his best game for the year, and really gave us some, drive from the clearances. And obviously, with Mitch Duncan coming back too for his first game, really helped us in there as well. So, it was positive.
It's been a bit of a struggle the whole year for you guys, hasn't it? Like, there's been a couple of weeks where I guess when you beat Port and you beat Essendon, I think they were successive weeks, and we thought you're getting on a bit of a roll, and then there's a step back again, you lose to Melbourne. Is it just the sort of confidence with, new players coming into the side, even more senior players like Mitch Clark and Ray Stanley when they were playing? You sort of haven't had the fluency of ball movement that you've had in previous seasons.
No, you're right. I think what has hurt us, we haven't really gone in with too many unchanged sides. I think once a year. So we've had, one or two changes each week, and guys coming in and going out and through misfortune of injury. And we just haven't had that chance to be really settled across our lines, I suppose. And probably shows at times with the way we play and I guess move the ball together. But when we're playing well and we're at our best, it shows that we can do it really well and compete with the best sides in the competition. But when we're not so good, it can fall away quite quickly, I suppose.
And Barry Waite's here, mate. How are you doing?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Well done on the 300th the other week too. Fantastic.
Should just say too, Wakes, before you unleash here, I believe that Corey's taken the number one mantle as Kimber's number one footy citizen. Got
Absolutely.
A statue. The Wakeland brothers have been demoted.
It's a little bit hard to compete against that record, isn't it? Two best and how many Borries? Six All Australians, 300 games. What an outstanding career. You've been obviously asked it a lot this year, mate, but with the form you're showing already this season, no doubt go around next year.
Oh, I just think we obviously having conversations with the club, and we're going to sort of just wait and see how the season unfolds. There's a lot of footy to be played left to go, and there's a lot of conversations to be had, so not making any decision on that just yet, mate.
Sure, and your role over the last couple of years, obviously elder statesman in the side, and that whole leadership role that you're now playing, how has that sat with you, mate? And you feel as though you've added to the way you've gone about your training and your games with the younger guys?
Yeah, you do. When you get towards the end of your career, you sort of look at it a bit differently, and you try to help out, obviously the rest of the team, but more so the younger guys coming through. And fortunately for us, we've had some rippers come into the back line. We've had Jackson Thurlow and Jed Buse played most of the year down there, and they've settled in really nicely. And then obviously Jake Colladashny played his second game yesterday and played a really important role for us. So to see those young guys come in and develop, and it makes you happy in a way that you can sort of help out when you can, and to see these guys sort of flourish.
You guys are still every chance of making the eight, which would make it, my maths is ordinary, nine final series in a row. I guess the difference this time is the expectations in terms of how it could end up would be, a lot down on, even last year, I mean, you finished equal top on points, so flag was a realistic goal. I know it's going to be difficult to get you to admit this, but I don't think many people would think, even if the Cats got into the eight, that they were a realistic flag chance. Well, I mean, do you think, will you approach this finals campaign differently should you get there?
Well, for us at the moment, we're not even thinking that far ahead. It's more of a week-to-week basis for us. The position that we've got ourselves into with the win-loss sort of record, I think we can't really afford to look too far ahead, and we've just got to try and look to and improve our game continually through the rest of the season, and give ourselves a chance. But we've just got to keep improving our game and keep taking steps forward to how we want to sort of finish the year off.
Has that shifting landscape sort of changed the way you yourself have looked at this season in terms of a longer term goal, perhaps, than just the end of this season?
I think it's just. I think in today's footy, it's probably foolish for someone, certainly at my stage of my career, is to look too far ahead, because you obviously putting a lot of energy into the game and what's required, and unfortunately you can see guys get taken away with injury and form quite quickly. So it's important that you have some perspective and keep it pretty open mind. But for me personally, it's just trying to do the best I can every week and trying to help us get the wins on the board.
Corey Enright, our special guest, Geelong defender, of course, the Cats are home by 8 points against the Bulldogs yesterday. Corey, when you didn't play for that 3-week patch, and obviously unprecedented circumstances with the death of Phil Walsh, how did that sort of, did that affect the group when you're so used to going into battle, into combat every single week? I mean, there's obviously the bye for the teams in that middle part of the season, but did that affect the focus at all, or just the general sort of routine of going into battle and playing a game of footy every week?
Oh, I don't think it affected us too much. Obviously, it was foreign circumstances, and what happens was tragic for Phil and his family. So, it was obviously happened quite quickly for us, and we put a plan into place straight away. So it was there's no issue in regards to our preparation or anything. It's just a bit different because we didn't have the game that weekend, but. The footy clubs nowadays are so professional, and the way they can sort of structure things up to similar, replicate a game. And, it was obviously different because we didn't play, but, we didn't find it to affect our routine or our preparation for the following week too much.
Corey, you've sat at halfback for many years watching the play unfold in front of you. The stoppage congestion... the mauls, the way the game is developing. Is it something that you can see and understand, or is it when you sit back and you see it from half back and you go, well, maybe this isn't the way the game should be played?
Well, I think it's really hard to obviously sit there and pinpoint. I think when you're playing it, I think every game and every sort of, I guess, stoppage throws up different scenarios. So you get some games where you might play and it's really free flowing and attacking, and then other games where it's really congested. So depending on who you play and how the opposition's set up, and there's lots of things to it. But I don't think the game itself is in such bad shape. I just think it's sort of evolution. I suppose things will ebb and flow throughout seasons, and different game styles will end up playing. Some sides will stick with their game style versus another. Side, and in the end, the smart coaches and the smart players will adapt and figure out ways to beat whatever opposition throws at.
And Geelong did that, Corey, in 2007, where the press was really prevalent in the game. And Geelong had this ability to be able to break through that. What are some of the ways that this congestion can be nullified? Are you working on it at the moment with the coaches? Is Geelong looking at a way to be able to get through, getting numbers around the footy? Is it as simple as taking numbers away and opening it up, or is that too dangerous as a for the opposition that it allows them too much free ball at, when the ball is stopped and we do have a stoppage?
Yeah, you're right. I think it's relevant to the opposition who you're playing and how they sort of structure up as well, but. I guess for us, we're sort of just focusing on how we want to play most of the time, and then you're looking at the opposition a little bit and how they sort of tend to move the ball, how they set up at stoppages and defence. But it's more so for us, it's focusing on what we do and what we can do better, and how we can sort of improve.
Just on that, Corey, from an individual perspective, if you cast your mind back to, say, 07, I know the seasons all sort of blend into one in a way, but when you got the ball coming out of defence in 07 and looked up, yeah. Was there, generally speaking, a lot more options ahead of you than in 2015 when you take the ball and run forward and look up?
Possibly. I think, as I touched on, the game sort of evolves and there's sometimes there's, seasons where you can play more attacking and then other seasons where you feel like it's probably a bit more defensive. So I just think it sort of ebbs and flows a little bit. I don't think it's always, so dour and defensive. Like we've seen, probably Hawthorn have been the best side in the last few years, and the way they sort of attack, and they obviously are a good defensive side as well, but the way that they sort of attack and move the ball, is one of their strong points, and they seem to attack really well against, any opposition. So, I think it's obviously got to have a balance in your game between, a good attack and a good defence. In terms of the game itself, I don't think it's as bad as what some people are probably making it out to be. I think it's just going to take some time. Obviously, a lot of people more educated than me are looking at the game and trying to work out, where it's going and what's going to happen in the future. And I know our coaches, look at not only our game but opposition and also other sports and, what sort of trends are happening there. So you always got to have an eye out for the now but also the future as well.
Corey, great to catch up today. I suppose every game from here becomes like a little mini final to try and claim a spot in the top eight. It's going to be a fascinating run home, but you've given yourself a chance to that win against the Dogs yesterday. All the best for the rest of the season. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys.
Corey Enright, Geelong defender.